Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right.
Time to wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're not. Halfway home on a Friday.
I still don't understand what she was trying to do there.
That was Jane Oakland.
I know.
The call started off with me saying, "What's up, man?" And she's like, "Well, first off, I'm a woman." I was like, "Well."
That was almost as bad as Bonte's R2-D2.
Are you kidding me?
Are you? That was me watching that third quarter yesterday with the Memphis Grizzlies and Minnesota Timberwolves. 52 points from Minnesota in that third quarter as we wake up this morning, and the Grizzlies are now behind the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference standings. And good morning to everyone just getting off work and ready for work and ready for school. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, halfway home, payday Friday, Bonte Hill, top of the hour, in studio for the entirety of the hour as he is each and every Friday. So Bonte, can't wait for that. We've talked suggestions for Steve Kerr. And now in this next hour, I'm going to rely on the people again, because this is the people's show. We want to hear from them. This time Monday, we're going to be talking about a matchup, whether it's play-in or playoffs. And it's going to be a team. Could it be the Lakers? Could it be the Nuggets? Could it be the Clippers? Could it be the Timberwolves? I don't know. Who do you want it to be, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570.
Can you go over all the different, I guess, scenarios?
All the different scenarios, Sam Lubin's plugging on like every single one in the back right now. But here, this is probably the most likely scenario.
People are texting in, and I think that there's a lot of misinformation.
Oh, really? In today's society, there's misinformation? Fake news? Is that what we're calling it?
You want me to help us out with this one here?
There's like three truths. There's your truth, there's my truth, and there's the real truth.
And there's Sam Lubin, so maybe there's four truths. Sam, help us out here.
Well, there's the hard truths, too, and they cut both ways, Stannis likes to tell us.
Thank you. The one true king, as you know, Sam, of the Stannis, the Manus of House Baratheon. So right now, we do know this. Before I throw to Sam, Lakers are the three seed right now. Nuggets are the four seed. Clippers, the five. Warriors, the sixth. Okay. The Warriors, Grizzlies, and Timberwolves all have the same record. But by virtue of the tiebreaker, the Warriors are ahead of those two teams. The Clippers and the Nuggets are a game ahead of the Warriors, and both of those teams have the tiebreaker over the Warriors, so they really kind of have a two-game lead over you. Now, it's interesting.
You can't finish the season with the same record as them.
As them. And the Lakers, obviously, they're two games ahead, so they could go on two, but they would still have the tiebreak over you. So you can't. Yeah,
the Lakers basically are locked into the three right now.
Correct. All right, Sam.
So there is a. So let's just start off with the easy one right now. So if the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies tonight, there is a chance that the Warriors, the Timberwolves, and Clippers could all finish the season with 49 wins. Obviously, the Warriors have to take care of business on their end in order to make that happen. If that happens, if all three of those teams finish with 49 wins, the Clippers have the tiebreakers over the Warriors. The Warriors have the tiebreakers over the Timberwolves, who also have the tiebreaker over the Clippers. So it's like a rock, paper, scissors thing here. So what's the tiebreaker there? Then in that situation, it would go to conference record. So in that situation, if all three teams, Clippers, Warriors, and Timberwolves, finish with 49 wins, then the Timberwolves would have the highest conference record in this situation at 32-19. Then the Warriors would be next at 30-22. And then the Clippers at 28-24. So your West standings would be the Lakers 3, Nuggets 4, Timberwolves 5, Warriors 6, and then the Clippers are in the play-in hosting the Grizzlies. So that's if all three of those teams finish with 49 wins.
So if the Timberwolves lose one more game, that scenario is out the door.
Correct.
If the Clippers lose to the Okay, keep going. Just keep going.
Yes, this is if all three of those teams take care of business. Now, here's where it gets really nutty. If the Nuggets lose to the Grizzlies tonight,
Before you move on, Sam, I love you. I just want you to know, I legitimately love you.
I appreciate
you
that.
You are, if I scripted a character in a television show, it would not be as funny as you are unintentionally. Just continue.
I appreciate that.
I love you. I legitimately love you.
This is Western Conference chaos.
This is basically what every Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast sounds like. It's just 20 minutes of Shasky saying how much he loves me.
Well, you drive me crazy, but there's no one outside of Ryan Crowley in my life who drives me more crazy, who I sincerely love.
I hope that's a good thing.
It is.
Hold on. Let me get this guy on hold really quick.
888-957-9570. Western Conference chaos with Sam Lubman.
All right. So I had to put a caller on hold there. Sorry.
If the T-Wolves went out, the Warriors went out, and the Clippers split, then they're the team that's going to be in the play-in.
Correct. So, yeah, Timberwolves have the 5 seed, Warriors the 6, Clippers the 7. Now, for the real chaotic situation, if the Nuggets lose to the Grizzlies tonight...
Okay, Nuggets...
Lose to the Grizzlies tonight.
I want to slow down. Lose to Grizzlies, okay. And then, gotcha.
So the Warriors lose to the Grizzlies tonight... the Nuggets lose to the Grizzlies tonight. There is a very realistic chance that we could have 5 teams finishing with 49 wins in the West. So how is that tiebreaker done?
Yeah.
I had to phone a friend here. I had to text our buddy Anthony Slater. What's the tiebreaker in this situation? Because this is getting too nutty. And he said it's the cumulative head-to-head record against the other 4 teams. So Warriors record against the Nuggets, Clippers, Wolves, Grizzlies combined. Nuggets record against the Warriors, Clippers, Timberwolves, Grizzlies combined. So on and so forth. So in that situation, the Warriors record against the other 4 is 8-7.
8-7, okay.
The Nuggets record against the other 4 is 5-9. That 0-4 against the Timberwolves really hurt them.
Wow.
The Clippers record against the other 4 is 8-6. They went 0-3 against the Timberwolves.
Okay.
The Timberwolves record is 9-5. They took care of business against everybody except for the Warriors. And the Grizzlies record would be 5-8 against the other 4.
So T-Wolves, Clippers, Warriors there, correct?
So in this situation, if all 5 of these teams finish with 49 wins, and then based on the cumulative head-to-head record of the other 4 teams that they're all tied with, your Western Conference standings would be the Thunder in the 1 seed, the Rockets the 2, the Lakers the 3, and then here's where it gets fun. The Timberwolves in the 4 seed, the Clippers the 5 seed, the Warriors the 6 seed, the Grizzlies the 7, and then the Nuggets dropping all the way down into the box going on the road to Memphis.
So if the Grizzlies win tonight against the Nuggets, chaos might ensue.
We could have serious tiebreaker chaos come Sunday, correct?
I feel like that meme where that guy's just counting on his hand and all the different, like, E equals MC squared equations
are going on. No, this is the Charlie Day, you know, in Always Sunny.
I got my, like, board back here.
Sam actually is wearing the short-sleeved, you know, collared shirt with the tie on.
Any chaotic scenario meme what you have, this is why this it's mind-blowing right now. There's so much stuff happening.
This is where I need the Joe Horn. There's so many of them I can't even understand.
He does that scenario and it changes nothing to where the team's at today. As if you're the Warriors, like, Yeah, Warriors still the sixth seed. So they're still playing the Lakers. So like that didn't change the Warriors.
Warriors
but
basically
else around
need to take
them.
Care of business and they're going to be the sixth seed.
Probably. So, and the Lakers are probably going to be the three seed. So you're probably looking at a Lakers Warriors matchup this time Monday. And that's what we're going to be previewing for that entire week, which is insane, by the way. LeBron, who's 40, Steph at 37. That is a very likely scenario in the first round.
Okay.
I don't want it to be the first round because that feels like it should be a Western Conference Finals matchup.
Oh, it's going to set records.
It's going to be the most watched first round series in the history of the NBA. Not even close. In the history.
Well, I mean,
history.
But Joe, I mean, that now there's seven game series, but we also have fragmented viewing. I don't know what happened
in 20 years, 30 years. I don't care. I'm telling you now. This now, it's the most watched first round series. It's the most action packed, star studded first round series with two teams that we both think that are they're going to be the three and the six seed that could legitimately go all the
what
way.
What was the game seven where Kobe didn't shoot? Was that Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix.
Yeah, that one was pretty big.
It was good. Smush Parker. Yeah.
I remember distinctively how important that first round series was.
Sure. But again.
Felt like life and death. I know. This is LeBron and Steph. I'm not trying to compare.
This is Steph.
I'm just trying to think about like a first round matchup that would be this appealing.
And who do you want in the first round? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. Well, or we've had callers. Chuck and SF said yesterday, I don't even mind if they play in the play-in. So if that's how you feel, 888-957-9570. By the way, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So, you got all that? Are we all good? Are we all on the same page with the Western Conference?
Well, and I'm going to print it out for you guys so we can reference.
Please.
Are there any other scenarios that could play out? What is the Warriors are in the play-in scenario?
The doomsday scenario.
Yeah, lose any one of these next two games and you're in the play-in.
So as long as they win, no matter what, the Warriors win, no matter what, they are 4, 5, or 6.
Yes, because they would have 49 wins, and that always trumps the 49 unless you get that Nugget scenario, I guess. No, but they'd still be the playoff team, as we just alluded to. So, yeah, they take care of business. They're going to be a playoff team.
Okay, so let me ask this last question. What is the scenario where Sunday doesn't matter at all for the Warriors and they're still 4, 5, or 6?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't matter for being a playoff team. That's the thing. But there could be ramifications of, do you not want to play the Nuggets or do you not want to play the Lakers? Like that could be a very likely scenario.
How does that work out? Meaning what would have to happen tonight for Sunday to not really matter one way or the other? You're in the playoffs.
I don't think there's anything that can happen tonight
that would
affect them.
But if the Kings win, if the Kings beat the Clippers tonight and you win, you're tied with the Clippers, and then all of a sudden maybe the Clippers say, yeah, we lay down on Sunday and we don't want to be the fifth seed, and then the Warriors could jump us and beat us, right? Because they would both be 48 and 33 at that point. If the Clippers lose tonight and the Warriors win, they're both 48 and 33. And then on Sunday, you're playing each other, and it's, do you want the Nuggets or do you want the Lakers? And is there jostling there? Like, who do you want in that scenario?
I would rather, this is, as insane as this might sound, I think I'd rather want the Lakers.
That is crazy.
Am I alone in that?
888-957-9570.
And I'm not even talking about like what would be better for business in round one. I'm talking about like what would be the better matchup for the Warriors. I've got Denver in my head still.
But really quick, Joe, just to kind of answer your initial question, how to make Sunday not matter. Assuming the Clippers beat the Kings tonight, the only way for Sunday to not matter for the Warriors would be if the Grizzlies and Timberwolves lose to the Mavericks and Jazz respectfully, but all these games are going to be happening at the same time, so you won't know going in what's going on. So I don't think there is a scenario where Sunday has no meaning, basically, is what I'm saying.
Real quick, Kings Clippers who are playing tonight, that's in Sacramento, I believe.
So what are we rooting for as Warrior fans tonight?
What are you rooting for?
So okay, we obviously got to beat the Blazers.
Let me tell you real quick other games that affect the Western Conference standings before we get to Sam Lubin over there. So Mavericks Raptors, that's a play-in scenario for them, obviously. They're already locked into the play-in, but are they going to host? They need to keep winning, right? You got Grizzlies Nuggets, which is huge. You would love for the Nuggets to beat the Grizzlies. You would love for the Grizzlies just lose.
So we need the Nuggets
to beat the Grizzlies.
to beat. Okay, I'm just trying to look. It's hard to stay up on this. Nuggets to beat Grizzlies tonight. Okay,
you got Nets, Timberwolves. I would still love the Timberwolves to keep losing because they're tied with you the record.
That feels unlikely, but continue.
We'll see. And then you've got Kings, Clippers. We've talked about that. Kings, we're in for sack tonight. Let's go. Why not?
And then Kings beat Clippers.
And then the Lakers doesn't really matter. They're pretty much damn near locked into a three seed, so that's not going to change. They're going to get home court no matter what in that first round. So that's about it. You got Blazers, Warriors then. And that's, again, coverage 6 o'clock right here. On
they can't lose Warriors tonight. Live. You just got it. You have to just win tonight and just let the chips fall where they may.
Who do you want? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. I'm just giving you the option. To hell with all the different scenarios, all of that. Who would you like to be facing in the first round?
In a seven-game series.
In a seven-game series,
or
sure.
Is there somebody that wants to go play in so they can face the Rockets?
There you go. And that's tempting fate that you don't want to tempt, but some people...
What's yours?
Honestly, give me the Nuggets. They just fired their head coach.
Really?
They just fired their head. And Jamal Murray, I don't think he's playing in this first round series. He's got a hamstring issue. I don't think there's a scenario. You're not playing Jamal Murray. I get it.
Okay.
Jokic scares you.
Yeah.
Without Jamal Murray, nah. Oh, the altitude. Nah. I don't want to take my chances with LeBron, Luka, Austin Reeves. I get it. You just won in L.A. As you've mentioned, you think there's some sketchiness that happens with the refs down there? There you go.
It's not sketchiness. It's just baked in.
So, but you would say give you the Lakers over the Nuggets.
When you're assembling that seven-game series, one of the big engines of it is officiating.
Okay, but would you still fear the Nuggets as much if they didn't have Jamal Murray?
I just fear them in general because of the way...
Even without Jamal.
Because of Aaron Gordon and because of Jokic. No, there is not a doubt I would fear them significantly more with Jamal Murray. I watched them shorthanded decimate the Warriors.
Okay, here we go.
I'm really fearful of the Nuggets. I'm wrong.
This is big. This is the latest from Sam Amick and Tony Jones of The Athletic. Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray likely to return from a 6-game absence against the Grizzlies today. That's big. How's he going to look? How's he going to fare? So that's, again, that was under the assumption of no Jamal Murray. If Jamal Murray's healthy, that's a game changer for everyone. But they also have an interim head coach, so I don't know how much I should fear them.
So we want the Nuggets then.
I don't fear the Nuggets as much as I once did.
No, but I'm saying we want the Nuggets to win tonight.
Yeah, they're playing the Grizzlies.
What do you want, Carter? You want the Nuggets to win tonight?
Whatever Sam said is what I want. But what I do want is I want to play the Lakers. Absolutely.
That's who I want.
It's not even close.
Bring on the Lakers.
Want the smoke, and I don't think you guys are as good anymore as you were.
I completely agree. Better against other teams, like other matchups, but for whatever reason, against us, when there's no Anthony Davis, I just feel significantly more confident.
After one game.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Not close.
Brandon Pajewski had like 30 points in that game.
I also feel like the Lakers.
I'm just saying.
I also feel like the Lakers are a work in progress, and if ever there was a time to get them, I think now is the time to get them before LeBron starts doing the GM thing and trading everyone away this offseason.
Led GM until Nikola Jokic, as you alluded to, is a Laker this time next year.
It might be in the cards.
It sounds ridiculous. We got some more suggestions, by the way. Did suggestions last segment?
Suggestions, and who do you want to play? I think am I alone? I want the Lakers. Carter wants the Lakers too.
888-957-9570.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Spinner. I do have another fun scenario that could play out. If the Grizzlies and Kings win tonight over the Nuggets and Clippers, and then the Warriors take care of business against the Clippers on Sunday, then the Warriors could jump all the way up to the 4.
Oh my God.
And host the Timberwolves in the first round.
I would rather have the Lakers.
And in that situation, the Nuggets and the Clippers would be in Denver for the play-in game, and the Grizzlies would have the 6th seed. Maybe that's what we root for.
I'd rather have the Lakers.
Real quick, you fear the Timberwolves more than the Lakers?
Absolutely.
We've jumped the shark on everything.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we
have. No,
the Warriors have gone 3-1 against this year.
They have Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. And Julius Randle's a player you have mocked on the station all year long.
But if you're in the 3-6 hole?
Stop. You've mocked that team all season long.
They're playing good
and
ball.
And all of a sudden you fear them
more
than the Lakers.
No, you guys
have jumped the shark.
But I want to be on the bottom side of the bracket. I want to be on the bottom side of the bracket. Because after you get through the Lakers, then you get the Rockets in round two. Wouldn't you rather face the Rockets in round two than the Thunder?
That's assuming the Rockets win that series, whoever they play against.
Sure.
And it might be against the Timberwolves. And then you want the Timberwolves in round two?
I mean, look, see, I just want the Lakers
first. You hear them all of a sudden. I don't know.
I'd rather face the Lakers.
Anthony Slater joined us yesterday on how he feels this is all going to play out in regards to the Clippers. Slater joins the team. He's all very locked in, breaking it all down yesterday.
So I will say, like, Kawhi's looked really good. Harden's had a quietly great, like, potentially all-NBA, like, third-teams type season. Zubac, very underrated, probably one of the most underrated players.
Warriors killer, too.
Yeah, Norm Powell was making, like, an all-star bid early in the season. He's kind of he's cooled off somewhat because with Kawhi back, he just doesn't have as big a role. But they're good. They're really well coached, right? It's a Ty Lue team. You know he's going to have a good defensive game plan against Steph. Zubac really walls off the rim. You know, he's not Anthony Davis, but he kind of provides that, you know, issue for the Warriors down low. So it is a bad matchup for them. The one thing I will say, like, what happens over the next few days could really dictate a lot of things in the West, including the Clippers' motivation level on Sunday. I believe if the Clippers beat the Kings Friday, they don't, like, they're a top six seed, and they may want to manipulate their seedings. They may not want to win. They may want to get their guys rest. I mean, I don't know how motivated they'll be to play Sunday. So whatever happens over the next three games all across the country, I think will decide how much Sunday matters to both teams. So we just don't know that answer yet.
A Kings game's massive tonight. If the Kings win tonight real quick, there's a good chance for a lot of chaos to happen. So I kind of am rooting for the Kings. I want chaos. Let's go. Let's go Littlefinger, Peter Baelish.
So going back to the T-Wolves, why I don't want the T-Wolves? Alexander Walker and McDaniels, those are two long athletic defenders who have given the Warriors fits, and both guys have had some success offensively against the Warriors. Obviously different versions of the Warriors. Rudy Gobert, Draymond. Come on, man. We don't I know that we want to run Gobert off the floor, but there is something like he gets under their skin, right?
And he is from Europe.
He does. He gets under their skin. And obviously Naz Reid is a Warrior killer. And I think it's a really difficult guard on Anthony Edwards. Like, that's tough. Conley does hit shots against them. DiVincenzo off the bench is a nice player. I think they're a really good team.
I
really worry about them.
The notion that you fear the Minnesota Timberwolves more than the Los Angeles Lakers, I think, is hilarious.
I think 1-8, they're deeper than the Lakers 1-8. I fear their 1-8 more. The Lakers are top heavy, and I acknowledge.
I thought the Lakers played horribly against the Warriors, and it was still a game with 5 minutes to go. Like, that would, like, again, you're saying they all look that you have zero fear of that team now. I can't bake that Brandon Podziemski is going to be scoring 28 next time, and Luka has the worst game I've ever seen him play. Again, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, I think you're using that one game sample size and expanding that. That's going to be the entirety of
the
series.
But I've seen it over 3 years with the T-Wolves and the Warriors. Like, they just do some things that really stymie the Dubs.
Again, Julius Randle, he had a great game yesterday. And I think we're also having just, you know, within the last 24 hours, that was yesterday, so we're reacting to it, and it's fresh in our minds, and I hear it. He looked great. I don't know if I'm trusting him in a 7-game series against the Warriors. I don't
trust anyone off the bench for the Lakers.
Okay. Who was that? Like, Gabe Vincent had a bad game.
He stinks.
Dorian Finney-Smith. Actually, they haven't. They've been really good last
couple months. But I'm not worried about him.
Stuck in that game.
Us.
Again, you're saying that one-game scenario. I'm just telling you.
I don't worry about the
Lakers.
You have
more faith in Brandon Podziemski and Moses Moody and those guys than those other ones. We're like, that's fine.
And also, who are they guarding? Like, that's the big question. When I look at the Lakers, they can't match up defensively against what the Warriors want to do. Who is going to be their primary defender on Steph?
They might go Jared Vanderbilt this time, and they didn't do that last game.
Okay.
And that I would like that matchup more if I was JJ.
Good. We'll see how healthy he can stay, you know, throughout the series, because that has been an issue for him.
He's been healthy the last few months since he's come back. He hasn't really been hurt. So I'm just telling you.
Minnesota brings more to the table, in my estimation, in terms of piece for piece in one of these kind of matchup seven-year scenarios.
What did you fear factor ratings?
Part of the reason you want to play the Lakers, over Minnesota. Minnesota has a lot more length than the Lakers do. Length really disturbs the Warriors because they run a motion offense where you're trying to get over 30 assists a game. When you're cutting off those passing lanes, you can't get into that offense.
We'll see.
100% agree.
Again, we shall see. I think it's a laughable
notion.
Plus,
I just want to face the Lakers.
Sure.
And I want to extinguish them and shut up LeBron
and tell Jimmy Butler. Please.
Yeah, mark the tape. Well, yes. I don't care if you mark the tape. I've been wrong 7 times this week. But, like, doesn't matter. I'm going to keep shooting. Shooters keep shooting. All right? Here's the thing. Don't you want to shut up LeBron? I want to see crybaby Luka.
Sure.
Like, let's do this. Yes. J.J. Redick is going to go scheme for scheme in his first ever playoff matchup against four-time champion Steve Kerr.
How about pot for pot against Draymond?
I mean, Darvin Ham beat Steve Kerr. If we're doing the head coaching thing, Darvin Ham.
Well, we already told you LeBron.
Well, let's see how Lakers.
Oh, so real quick. If they win the series, it's LeBron's credit, not J.J. Redick.
Yeah, that's
but
how it
if
works.
If they lose it, I'm blaming J.J. Yeah. and LeBron.
Okay. Let's see how the Lakers do without Lonnie Walker there to bail him out.
That's true. He's not there anymore. All-time Warriors killer, Lonnie Walker.
Who are they guarding?
Are
who
Lonnie.
Is that starting five guarding, though? Okay, you're going to go Vanderbilt? Fine. Like, who's guarding Jimmy?
I don't know. Jimmy didn't have an amazing offensive
which is why I'm
game.
Even more encouraged.
Okay, sure.
You know? Right. Like I think it's a great matchup for the Warriors. I significantly think that the Laker matchup, the day the trade was made, it was like, oh, well, Luka, long term, no doubt, Chase. But like, I know that they can win it. The fact that there's no Anthony Davis is the game changer.
Okay,
it's completely different without Anthony.
Listen,
Davis.
I'm here for it. That's fine. I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for when it comes to rather playing the Minnesota Timberwolves that have never won anything in my entire life. Against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. I hear you, though. 888-957-9570. We got... squeeze one in. No. Okay, we got 1 minute. That's fine. Bonte Hill, 30 minutes, top of the hour. We'll hear what he has to say. I'm sure he's just going to be like, I just want to get into the playoffs, and I don't give a damn who we play. Because that's Bonte.
Well,
that's
of course, but you're asking me the question.
I am
that's
asking
why I'm
the question. I'm asking Dub Nation. Yeah. And Mike and Berkeley, Desmond, we'll get you on the other side. I
bring
promise.
On the Lakers.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Are you saying...
And get the Kleenex out for Luka.
Okay. All right.
And LeBron.
He had tears in his eyes the other day. What's coming to the game is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. Spadoni and Chasky, we're going through all the crazy scenarios when it comes to the Golden State Warriors in this next weekend in the NBA. By the way, just NBA, we got Masters. This is a great weekend in all of sports. I know you're in the same boat as I am. Masters week, there's nothing like it. It's a tradition unlike any other year.
The Giants are at Yankee Stadium.
The Giants are at the Yankee Stadium. Like, everything's happening this season.
The NBA is the most frenetic ending to the Western Conference I can remember. Maybe going back to the We Believe Dubs when they won 48 and didn't make the playoffs.
All of that, I didn't even mention Oakland Roots, FC Tulsa tomorrow on KTVU Plus and ESPN Plus.
KTVU has a Plus channel?
And that's coming up next. We're going to talk about it.
No
way. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. 888. 957-9570. Bonte Hill, top of the hour in studio.
Gotta win.
You gotta win. Who do you want to be facing this time Monday? Who do you want the Warriors to be facing? Do you want the Lakers? Do you want the Nuggets? Do you want to be a play-in? Do you want to play the Grizzlies or the T-Wolves? Like that, I'll hear it. I don't think you want to be in that, but Chuck and SF called yesterday. He says it's not the worst thing. 888-957-9570. This was Steve Kerr yesterday on with Willard and Diz before we go to the phones. He's saying, hey, no matter what, team's in a great spot.
I would argue we're in a great spot, 22-7 since we got Jimmy. You know, if we made that trade, can you imagine sitting here going, oh, yeah, and by the way, you're going to go 22-7. You're going to have top five offense, top five defense, and this is where you'll be with two games left in the season. You don't think we would have jumped at that?
Yep.
So the entire narrative has shifted. The entire vibe has shifted since Jimmy's arrival. So you can't let, you know, one loss or a couple losses dampen that when you just have to recognize the West is loaded. There's a bunch of great teams. There's a bunch of great organizations who have put together, you know, really good programs. And this is competition at its highest level, and we are in the mix. And I can't wait for tomorrow night and then Sunday and then whatever comes after that.
Can we agree on...
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One thing, if the Warriors somehow pull this off and get to the NBA Finals and maybe even win the whole damn thing, real quick, Well, we know they're in the play-in, so they're going to be in the post. They're a postseason team. This would have been the most difficult gauntlet if they end up going all the way that they've ever faced of teams of like depth in the West. Each round, like when I look from top to bottom, each of these teams presents scenarios that could be challenging. I look at the Rockets. Hell, you know, they humble the Warriors on Sunday. Like I look at the Rockets, like you look at the Lakers a little differently after you beat that game. I look at the Rockets a little bit differently after they kind of handled the Warriors on Sunday. The Thunder, like they're great. They've been a great team. One of the greatest point differentials in a season we've ever seen. They are spectacular. They got the league MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Lakers, they got maybe the greatest player of all time, 1A, 1B, whatever. LeBron's on the team. They got Luka. They got Austin Reeves. It's the Lakers. The Nuggets have won a title. They fired their head coach, but they've won a title. And they got the best player, I believe, in the NBA. We're going to be talking about the generation. Have we talked to Steph and the LeBron generation? This is the Jokic generation. This guy's been incredible. Clippers, they have a champion on there too. His name's Kawhi Leonard. If he's healthy, still one of the best players in the NBA. And James Harden, as Slater said, he's fighting to be a third-team All-NBA player, which kind of just sounded funny, third-team All-NBA. But still, it's saying he's a top 15 player in the league at any point this season. Okay. And then the Grizzlies, Jaws dynamic, JJJ. I don't fear them as much, but great. And you said you have fear factor of the Timberwolves. So all that baked into it, like this is going to have to be the most difficult stretch if they do go all the way that they've ever faced in the playoffs. I truly believe that.
Well, maybe on the outset looking in, but it also, time gives us perspective, right? And, you know, we might look at OKC 5 years from now. If they don't get anything, they don't get any championship, we might view them like the Hawks were viewed. I mean, okay. I think they've been obviously more.
Hawks never had an MVP candidate, though, like Shea. I'll just say that, first and foremost. Shea's one of the best players in the NBA. The Hawks, we never believed in them.
I know. But what I'm saying is that after 4 or 5 years of falling short and having great regular seasons, we dismiss
you. I'm just not here for that comparison, but continue.
I'm using them as an example. All right? I'm using them as an example. We will see how history remembers. Now, if they win one down the line or two or whatever. Like, for example, right now, the Warrior win over the Boston Celtics in 2022, it does feel a little different now that the Boston Celtics have won a title and have gone back to one. And we don't know where Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown's careers are going to end up. And so I do think history gives us better perspective. I don't know what to make of the Rockets, right? I want to see them in the playoffs to be able to kind of have a better feel for who they are. If they're one and done in the playoffs, I think we're going to dismiss their regular season unfairly. We're going to say, oh, see, told you. Now, if they win a couple of rounds, we're going to view them significantly different, right? And I'm not saying it's fair or right or wrong, but that's how things work out, and that's how it shakes down. So we'll see. We'll see when it comes to it. OKC, I think most people think like, wow, OKC's really good. They're really comprehensive. I think the jury's a little out on Houston because they're a younger team.
Sure.
And then, like, the Lakers have the name brand recognition. I don't know what to make of the Lakers. Do you?
No, I don't, because we haven't seen it in a series with all three of those guys together.
I do know that when it was LeBron and Anthony Davis, they had championship pedigree because of the two of them. Luka was just in the finals last year with a Dallas Maverick team that was assembled basically at the deadline and went really, really, really far. And going into the playoffs, I didn't think that that Dallas team was going to be representing the West.
I didn't.
So I think that we just need to let it play itself out. But I understand why you would say the landscape seems extremely more difficult.
Absolutely. And 888-957-9570. We're talking all the scenarios. So we got the Blazers and we got the Clippers. You go 2-0, at the very least, you are going to be the sixth seed. All right? At the very least, you're going to be the sixth seed. Now, you could climb above the Clippers if they lose to the Kings today and the Nuggets go 0-2. So a lot still to be played out here in these final two games. But who do you want to face? Like, who do you want, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. Shasky wants the Lakers. Carter wants the Lakers. I'm saying I don't fear the Nuggets.
In the first round,
First round. I don't fear the Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets in the first round. David's in San Francisco. He wants to weigh
What's
in
up, David?
What's up, David? You're on Spadoni and Shasky. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Everybody's talking about who we'd like to play. And I don't care who we play. All I care about is that we land in the top six. Our three best players are incredibly old, and they need a week's rest. So if they end up going into the play-in, that is not a good thing. It's an extra game and less time.
Totally agree.
Flip side of that, and I appreciate the call, David, is you don't know what to make of the Rockets. And maybe you play the Rockets in the first round. If you win that play-in, it's like, okay. Now, you're also, what's the reverse of that scenario? You lose in that first play-in, and then you end up, if you have to win the second one, who are you playing in the first round? The Thunder. And I don't know if I'm loving that in the first round, because at the very least, maybe you win that series. The pound of flesh that's going to get taken away from you early in that one might be the most. And is that going to hamper you in the second round? Much like we saw in that first round a couple years ago. I keep bringing it up. But the Kings took a lot out of the Warriors in that first round series. Seven games. Steph was spectacular in that seventh
game.
They
were lucky to beat the Kings that year.
Right. I'm
one of the few people that thought of it that way, but at least this station, I thought that they got extremely lucky.
They were a Harrison Barnes missed three-pointer away. If he makes that going down 3-1, you're probably losing.
Steph had to have one of the greatest games of his playoff life in a game seven, and that was terrifying.
Are you stressed at all about this weekend, Joe? Or are you just excited?
What do you think? No, my anxiety is through the roof. I've already popped like 4 Advils this morning. Well, that's because also my mouth is still a little sore from last week. But yeah, like the anxiety is through the roof.
Steve Kerr, he's not stressing.
I'm not stressed. I'm excited. We have a really good team. We flipped up last night, but had a lot to do with the other team. And I've been through this a long time. The NBA, you know, Pop used to tell us, hey guys, the other guys make millions of dollars a year too for a reason. They're pretty good at basketball, so you know, it's not supposed to be easy. And that's how it works. So there's just nights, you know, even against a team with a worse record, there's nights. And last night was one of them. And it's all about how you respond. And we've got to respond.
around, and we've got to take care of all the details and the little things in order to, you know, offset some of the shooting variance that you can get.
See, I'm the same. I'm excited about what's going to go on this weekend.
Can I just say, behind the scenes, screw you guys?
What happened?
Because I made a comment about me having a dental thing without any context week, and my mouth still being sore from all the work that the dentist did. Shout out Dr. Baker, my guy.
Yes.
And you guys are all making little jokes. All making little jokes. When you know I'm filled with anxiety this morning. Yeah. You guys.
That was well timed.
I hate you guys.
Are you kidding me?
I fear the Blazers. We don't even know who's playing for the Blazers.
You fear the Blazers?
And I'm scared to death of the Blazers.
The
yes, I am.
Chauncey Billups effect.
Come on, man. You have to draw the line somewhere.
They just lost to the Spurs.
I don't care. You could be a playing team and be fine still. See, that's the thing in all this. You're winning no matter what. You got to look at it as the content creator in you, Joe.
I don't care about that. I want the
I
least.
Want no point of the box. Let's be real. Like, no Warrior fans want any
chaos.
Point of the box.
Let
it's that
cook.
Simple.
Stop. You guys are all scared about these different scenarios. Oh, but I'm not scared of the Lakers. I'm not scared of the Rockets. Well, you might play the Rockets if you're a playing team. So, again, why does it really matter then?
Because I want the familiar foe of LeBron.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. So would you rather face the Lakers or the Rockets in the first round?
How humiliating would it be for him to lose in the first round after acquiring Luka?
Yeah, conversely, how humiliating would it be to lose to the Lakers again, because they've eliminated their last three two eliminations for the play-in or the playoffs was against the Lakers, right?
Well, that means we're due.
Okay, I don't want that. Give me the Lakers in like the conference finals. That is a sexy matchup, and that would hurt even more if you're LeBron and losing to Steph, and he prevented you from getting to maybe the last chance you'll have in an NBA finals. I would love that if I'm the Warriors.
I like that
Stick
side of the bracket. I like that side of the bracket, avoiding OKC in the second round and just kind of seeing where it goes. Like I do. I really like that side of the bracket. And then whether it's Houston, maybe it's Memphis, maybe it's the Timberwolves, maybe it's the Clippers.
Who do you want?
Like,
you want.
I'm talking about that bottom side of the bracket.
Know,
in the first
want?
Round, I would rather have the Lakers.
Okay, he wants
I really
the Lakers.
Would. Because I think you could put Luka into that pick and roll all day and it just exhaust him.
Who do you want, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. I know Steve Kerr wants that week off, though, for rest. He talked about it yesterday at Willard and Dibbs.
We want the week off. We're also well aware that there's plenty of ways to get through this stuff. And you don't even know how matchups are going to play into this. You know, who you can play, how it plays out. I know the Lakers made the conference finals 2 years ago through the play-in. You know, I mean, this is like, it's not like it's a death sentence to go to the play-in. But there's no doubt you'd rather avoid it just to not have to deal with the extra game or two, but also the... you know, the stress of having to get through those games.
So the coach wants the week off, obviously. You have your best player's 37 years old. So, yes, I want the week off in preparation.
Do.
Yeah, well, you do.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of it. I'd love to be coming here Monday morning talking about a play-in scenario against the T-Wolves on Tuesday. More action, baby.
Let me
more
ask
coverage.
You this question. Do you think Steph Curry wants to be in a play-in game?
Probably not.
Yeah,
I don't think
exactly.
He fears it. I don't think he's going to look at it like,
Well, I'm going to do what Steph wants me to do.
Okay, thank you. For David and Maryland.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants
thank
me to
you.
Do now.
Speaking of Stephen Curry, he's looking at these last two games as playoff games.
I mean, we know where we're at. We know that every game is important. It's been important for like the last 2 weeks. We've done a lot to give ourselves a chance to climb pretty high, considering where we were before the trade deadline. And then these last two home games, it sucks. Like, for different reasons, Houston and tonight, two games that... you feel like we're winnable and should have won. I don't know how it'll impact the ending of where we end up after Sunday, but we still do have two games. We got to win both of them. See what happens. Just made it a little harder on ourselves.
So tonight, like, I don't even know who the heck the Blazers are going to play.
I already told you who they're not playing.
So give me the whole injury report.
Okay, so let me pull it up.
I don't even know who's like.
This is who's out.
Okay.
DeAndre Ayton, out.
Okay.
Jeremy Grant, out.
Okay.
Scoot Henderson, out.
Okay.
Anthony Simons, out.
Simons out, okay.
Robert Williams III has been out. He's out.
Okay. Yeah.
Doubtful, so he's not going to play, is Denny Avdija. He's out.
And what about Shaden Sharp?
Questionable. Knee soreness. So he might not play. So
name a guy on that team outside of those.
Donovan Clingan.
Oh, Klingon. Yeah. The Klingon. There you go.
Yeah, actually, he is good.
He is. No, that was a fun matchup. It was just
watch him go for 50 tonight.
Oh, my God.
It's just what the Lakers need.
Quentin Grimes.
Just what the Lakers need. Stop. Alex is in Concord. He wants to talk about the team. He
I mean,
wants
that's
to
incredible.
See.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Potentially 8 guys of their top, what, 11?
Yeah, if you lose
I mean, you might even say 8 of their top 9.
Exactly. And you fear this team. Come on, man. Come on. Alex, Concord, who do you want to see the Warriors face in the first round? Who do you want?
Hey, Shasky, last time I called the show, I said I wanted the Lakers in 6 games over the Warriors. And what happened? The Lakers won in 6 games. Be careful what you wish for, man. Like the non-delusional Warrior fan on social media says, the playoffs is about the dudes. Do the Warriors got enough dudes?
Alex, are you a Lakers or a Warriors fan? Alex, are you a Warriors or Lakers fan?
Man, I'm a Bay Area Laker fan, man.
All right, there you go.
So you're born a loser.
Well, probably not, because the Lakers were probably winning in the early 2000s, which is probably when he was born. Kevin's in Oakland, though. He wants to talk about who he wants to face.
Sam.
He did an okie doke.
If I'm going to let Lubman cook, which is going to be a new segment that I want to introduce, you can't be letting Bay Area Laker fans on these airways.
Well, Alex and Concord probably said, hey, I would like to see the Lakers in the first round. And what is Sam supposed to say to that? He said,
say, all right, if you want to see the Lakers, I'll let you get on air so you can say you want to see the Lakers.
The
now,
if he, in your voice, I don't believe you. Is
if
that
he identified,
what you wanted Sam to say?
If he identified himself and said, hey, I am Alex from Concord, diehard Laker fan. I want the Warriors to play the Lakers. Like, you know what, Alex? I don't know if your opinion's welcome here, but that's not what he said.
Is there anything worse than a Bay Area Laker fan?
Bay Area Cowboy fan? Oh, no, actually. We
Dodger
like
fan? Major Dodger fan?
Just any Dodger fan anywhere.
Yeah. Bay Area Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs fan? That's one that you would...
But a Laker fan just screams front runner.
Front runner?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least they're in California.
Especially if they're a Cowboy and a Yankee fan, too.
Like, if you're...
exactly.
If you're in California... Well,
dude, you are the Sizzler today. Forget the Rizzler. You're the Sizzler today. Oh, my
Sizzler.
God. Sam the Sizzler, let Lubman cook.
Sammy Sizzler? Sizzling Sam?
Dude, he's on fire.
Let Sam sizzle.
I mean, he's literally talking
game.
About Guru, too.
There you go.
I mean to call Guru out there. That was unintentional.
I got Guru's back. He said the Warriors stunk for most of his life, and he adopted another team, and they were in California, and he roots for Cali.
What about my life? They sucked during my life. I didn't become a Laker fan.
Well, that's your prerogative. Bobby Brown, I don't know what to tell you. That's your life. I'm not here to schedule Guru's life and Joe Shasky's life. You guys lived your lives two different ways.
Tougher fan,
just
Shasky.
Absurd. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. You know... I grew up a Kansas City Chief fan, but they weren't good when I was growing up. So I jumped onto the Pittsburgh Steelers. But now that the Kansas City Chiefs are good again, I'll be a Chiefs fan. Like, that's absurd
logic.
Did
you never not root for a team that when your team wasn't in it, you rooted for them? I think you've done that in the past.
Not the Lakers.
No, but the Detroit Lions, I think you were rooting for them because the Niners weren't in there.
Rooting is a... The Lakers?
Who never said he was a Laker fan?
The Lakers?
Who never said he was a Laker fan? He said he rooted for them.
That means you're a Laker fan.
No, he said the Warriors are out.
It's one thing to be like, oh, the plucky Detroit Lions that have won nothing.
I got your back for 70 years.
I mean, that's a feel-good story.
For 70 years, they've won nothing. And, like, no one could think of one negative thing a Detroit Lion fan has done to anyone ever. And you're going to compare being a Laker frontrunner to a Lion, like, hey, if the
Hands
Lions
up,
get there,
right?
I'm pulling for the Lions.
I'm just
that is
devil's
the most
advocate.
Absurd thing I've ever heard.
Goo, I got
That's
you
like,
back.
You know, that plucky little Yankee team in the 90s. You know, I just wanted to see them win. Like, what?
I think you.
Have the Yankees ever had anything?
I actually
nice.
Think.
That's what I'm
I actually.
I mean,
actually
I cannot
think...
believe the absurd comps we're making this
that?
Morning.
I'm farting in a tub.
I'm Sam Cook.
Oh, sorry. Kevin, Oakland, wants to join in the conversation. Who do you want the Warriors to face off against in the first round, Kevin?
Top the team.
Yeah, so, you know, look at Lakers fans in the Bay Area, first of all, they should get put to the back of the queue. So
Thank
they get
you.
No airtime, all right?
Thank you.
Let's just start with that. And so, look, I think I'm going to speak for a lot of folks. Like, yeah, you know, LeBron and them are great. I think the league really wants to see the Dubs and Lakers match up anywhere in the playoffs. Don't matter where.
I agree.
The first round, ideally conference finals. But first round, let's be real. Lakers matchup, I think that's going to be what everybody's going to be looking at. Just because, yeah, LeBron and Steph, it's an all-time matchup. That's the headline matchup that the league always talks about.
And you know, you mentioned earlier too, we don't know who the Rockets are, right? We don't know what the Rockets are. So to me, that's scary because we don't know who the Rockets are. They're a young team that's a competitor in the West. We know that. You know, I think Dylan Brooks is a chump, but you know, if he's their dog, then that's not much bite. But the Houston Rockets, though, they're young, they're strong. I'd be more worried about them than the Lakers. I think you mentioned earlier, too, you know, pick and roll
Kevin,
on Luka all
Kevin,
day.
You fear the Rockets more than the Lakers, real quick. You fear the Houston Rockets with – you cited Dylan Brooks as more of a fear factor than LeBron James.
I don't know what to expect from them.
No. Dylan Brooks is not a – he's not a threat. I say he's a chump. Let's get that right. He's a chump. LeBron is always going to be a threat. But I think as a team, as a collective, I would fear the Rockets more than the Lakers overall right now. I think the Warriors are a better matchup with the Lakers than the Rockets. But a first-round ideal matchup would be the Lakers and the Dubs.
I'm with this guy. I'm with this guy.
Thanks, Kevin in Oakland. 888-957-9570.
The Rockets are young and athletic and fast and can get up in you. Like, Amen, they don't really have an answer for Amen Thompson in terms of freeing him up.
He's also 20 years old.
The Warriors cannot afford for Amen Thompson to face guard Steph Curry for four straight games. I'm sorry. That will not go well.
And Jalen Green, to his credit, finally busted out against the Warriors in the last game where it's like, all right, that's going to be really difficult to guard. And if GP2's not available, you're in some trouble.
Listen, I'll hear you on I don't want to face the Nuggets. I get that. Everything baked up over the Lakers. But when you start throwing the Houston Rockets as a matchup that I'm more fearful of, I'm not buying what you're selling. I'm not.
Would you at least acknowledge the unknown of a young, promising team? You don't know how they're going to respond.
We were all just saying how they suck offensively heading into that Sunday game, and all of a sudden, you don't want to face them in a seven-game series. Because Steph had 3 points in that game. That's not happening again. You could sweep the Rockets. It's sweep them.
I'm giving them a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt now that the body of work is, you know, a full season. I've been very impressed.
You're just laughing at Ime Udoka.
No, I think he's insane. Those two things can be true. Like, I can be impressed with the team and say that the coach is a little out of his mind. Mike Malone online, too.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Richie Rich, Livermore.
What's up, Richie Rich?
Who are the Warriors playing? Who do you want, Rich?
What's up with my dog? It's been a minute, man. Hey, first, Shasky, you know I love you, dog. You're my dog. But as the great Bonte says, you're sounding like Sausalito Shasky. I need my Excelsior homie to come out the guts, man. Look it. Check it out, dude. I don't give a damn who we play. And this is why, guys. Let me cut and get this off, all right? First of all, look, Houston, the team who Draymond Green, Brooks, I'm not even scared of them. I'm not scared of nobody. And this is why. When Kuminga went out, we arguably lost a crap load of games that we should have won, right? Woulda, shoulda, coulda, cool. But since we've had Jimmy Butler, we are arguably up there with the top five teams in the West. Now, you give me Jimmy Butler for at least half of those games we lost, I guarantee you we have 3 or 6 more wins. Where does that put us at? We're the true 2 seed, maybe the 3 seed. Mm. I don't give a damn about the Lakers. I don't give a damn about none of them. To be the best, you got to be the best. You got to beat the best. So bring on anyone. Let's go, because the Warriors about to roll, baby, and get that 6 or 5 seed. Watch. Let's go.
Well, if they take care of business, and I love the passion, Richie Rich, you win these 2 games, you're guaranteed to be top 6 in the West. That's what Shasky wants. That's what everyone wants. Oh, not everyone.
I want the week off.
You want the week off.
I want Steve Kerr in the lab with Lubman boiling up some new ingredients.
Yeah, play that drop again, you guys. That's what that is, boiling? Okay.
Let Lubman cook!
Sounds like I'm doing something like test tubes and beakers.
That's why.
Like I'm in the trailer with Walter White or something.
Actually, you know what? That could be a segment. Let's bring in a lab coat into the studio. We didn't have a helmet or anything, and hopefully no one takes
the Sizzler?
No one hope. Yeah, it's not bad. And we can get the Rizzler in studio, too, with the Sizzler. It'd be perfect. You know, there's nothing more than what our boss, Matt Nahegan, would love to get the Rizzler than in here.
So instead of Summer of Love, we might have the Summer of Sam.
Sizzling Sam Lubman.
I think the Summer of Sam was about murders, but
yeah, was that the New York serial killer?
Yeah,
we can repurpose it.
What are we talking about? Summer of
you don't know about the Summer of Sam?
No,
what is going on here?
A movie. It's an American crime thriller with serial murders.
Yeah. Oh. It's a true crime.
The guy was like shooting people.
Ask your girlfriend.
Spike Lee. Yeah. Wow, Adrian Brody's in there. The Academy Award winner, 2-time. Michael Imperioli is in that. Chrissy.
Huh?
Oh wow, this is a hell of a cast. I'm actually interested. Maybe I'll go home and watch that.
I think it's based on true story, correct?
Well, yeah, there was the Son of Sam killer in New York in the 70s.
During the summer of 1977, a killer known as the Son of Sam keeps all of New York City on edge with a series of brutal murders. Wow. That's
calling Dylan Brooks Timu Draymond Green is one of the all-time. By the way, is Timu done with the tariffs? Like, wasn't part of the Timu cachet that it was
like super cheap?
The super, super cheap Amazon from overseas?
Yes, that's like, exactly what it
is. Is that able to do, like, with, you know, 135% tariffs and things like that going on right now?
That's what it says right now. I literally looked up Timu in Google search, and it's Timu packages hit even harder by Trump.
I had seen something just very briefly that I guess there's a new Apple iPhone that's going to get released.
Sure.
Okay. So they sent over like
planes full. I saw that.
With new phones. They're like, what? It was lifted for 90 days? Get the planes over there. Go get the phones and bring them back.
What airline was it?
I'm assuming, you know, Apple has their
Southwest.
Own airline.
Well, Southwest, you couldn't bring bags on there. Were they allowed to bring extra bags full of them? Because, you know, they're cutting away if the bags fly free and stuff.
So. I saw that the iPhone might go to $3,500 a pop.
What? Wait a minute.
Crazy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
888.
And if they do an update and force me to buy a new one, I'm going to lose my mind. And then I'll end up buying a new one.
I'm out on that. I'm out. Maybe I'll go with green text. Going forward, God, I don't want to do the green text, but I might have to if that's the case. By the way, why do they keep doing that?
More stubborn individual in the history of man than the Android user.
The Android. I had a Droid, like the very first one. Like I had one way back when.
They're the worst.
It was awful.
My cousin John, I love you and hate you. You're the worst. And he's defiant about it. My phone's better. The pixelations are better. My messaging is better. Everything's better. Then why does every video you send me look like the Zapruder film from the 60s?
No, it looks like, what did you say, recorded on a potato? That's what it looks like half the time.
Recorded on a potato.
888-957.
And then it's always like a small screen. It's the worst.
Bonte is going to be joining us in studio. Bonte Hill, host Warriors Pre and Post Game Live. 957.
You have to make things difficult.
2 minutes.
Who's that's the reason I get pissed.
You feel me?
There you go. You know that why I don't fear the Denver Nuggets in the first round?
Huh.
You don't have a head coach. You don't have Michael Malone anymore. He's gone. Steve Kerr was asked yesterday about some of these coaches getting fired and what it means this late in the season for those squads.
The firings this late in the season seem unprecedented to me, but I don't know my full NBA history. I just don't remember during my time in the league anything like this happening. So those are both surprising given the status of both teams, you know, Denver and Memphis, both being, you know, playoff teams. And the Mike Brown firing was to me, rushed and not the move to make with a guy who's turned your program around. But, like, you know, that was the history of the NBA is every franchise gets to do what they want to do, right? That's how it works. And so lots of great coaches have been fired, and I'll probably be one of them at some point in my career, too. So this is the business we're in, and we all know what we're signing up for, but it is it does seem a little strange this late in the season.
I actually disagree with something you just said there real quick, Joe. I don't think he's ever going to – I don't think he's going to get fired. I think he walks away before that happens, personally. Yeah. I think Steve does.
When he says the crazy business we're in, I think of Scarface. That's the crazy business we're in.
Bonte,
you don't know that seconds. Drop?
I know all the drops from Scarface. I've seen it a million times. Don't worry. I know it. All right. Come on, Pelican. Who do you think cut all these drops for you? I literally worked with you when you first started working here.
It's me and the Cantina. We're gonna consistently bring up Scarface for the rest of our lives.
It's fine. That's great.
And I will go to my deathbed saying it still holds up.
Yes.
It's so over the
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal.
It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.